I'm here with Sarah Bennett of Nevaeh Farms. And right off the bat, Sarah, Nevaeh spelled backwards is heaven, right? What's the significance there?
Sometimes it's our patch of heaven, and sometimes it's a little backwards. So
your outfit is a bit different than most in that you're really three entities wrapped up into one, yes? Tell me about two of them for now.
I don't think a lot of people know that we are Nevaeh Acres. That's kind of, it's not really a big, we don't have a sign or anything like that. We are more known for Reiki meat products.
So tell me about Reiki. Apparently just about everyone in the meat processing business knows who you guys are, correct?
Reiki Meat Products is the abattoir in Pembroke. It's one of the only abattoirs in Renfrew County. And everyone who wants to sell their meat has to have it processed at a provincially inspected, licensed abattoir.
Okay, so lay it out for us. You guys consist of what exactly?
We have a farm. We have the abattoir where the animals get butchered and processed. And we have a store where they're sold. And I can see every aspect of it from the time it's born, goes through how it's treated and all those different aspects right through to when it's sold.
So what goes on in your organization? It's cattle and goats, yes?
They're very interconnected. I focus on the farm. I focus on, we have cattle, we have goats. Those are the main two animals that we have on the farm, and the goats are mine. My husband makes it very clear, they are mine.
So the goats and cows are interconnected in a manner of speaking, right?
The goats have had their benefit to the cows because we've raised calves on goat's milk to put into the program and raise them up. We've bought calves from dairy farmers and raised them up on goat's milk. So as we have extra calves to raise up for beef.
So you and your hubby are a team. What's his main passion for this kind of life?
He's a farmer at heart and he loves spending time with the cows and organizing his own breeding program and setting that up as well. So I think that's probably, if you were to ask him, he'd say that's what he'd rather be doing more than anything else in the world.
Off air, you mentioned that you felt the farming business as a whole is in decline. Tell me about that.
There's not enough farmers, really, to go around. I would say there's not enough. We've certainly seen a decline over the last number of years of farmers. Older farmers are exiting out of the business, and one farmer has bought another farm, and so all of a sudden you used to be serving two farmers and now you're just serving one.
Farmers don't have a whole lot of choice when it comes to locally butchering their meat products, do they?
It's the law. They must come to a provincially inspected facility to get that done.
So again, you guys are a bit slow in the processing side of things for the reason we just discussed, yes?
We're seeing low numbers of beef in the area. Right now, we're not as busy as we would have been last year this time. And that's due to a number of factors. And one of those being that there's not as many farmers who are doing this anymore. Farmers are retiring out of this and they're not being replaced.
So we talked a bit about how it seems that the younger set aren't turning to farm life nearly as much as yourselves and certainly your predecessors, are they?
That's it right there. There's a lot more responsibility because all of a sudden you're responsible. Like, you know, a mom's responsible for the kids and as a farmer, you're responsible for all these larger aspects. And there's so much that, you know, there's so much that can go wrong with that. And no one's looking at farming as, oh, I'm going to get rich with this.
So in a nutshell, Sarah, there are no guarantees that hard work and dedication are going to be enough. Is that right?
It's circumstantial. The thing is, everything is going to hit you when it comes to the farming end of it. So what do you have? What did you start out with? And what do you still need?
Sarah, well, we're going to have to sit down again and focus a bit more on this side of the story because I think our listeners might be really interested in that. But for now, thank you for your time. This has been Sarah Bennett from Nevaeh Farms, Reiki Meat Products, and Burnt Bridge Quality Meats. You've been listening to another in a series of Growing Up on the Farm. Thanks for listening. I'm Richard Evans.